Hey guys, welcome to the Brokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by
John, also known as Jeeves Siemens.
And I am your lovely host for today, and the last episode before the Halloween episode, Ethan, otherwise known as Flabzooks of Gaming. So, John, how's it going over there? You blow up any orphanages? You go to space in the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, I actually found a space orphanage for like aliens, and so I blew it up, of course. And of that course. Might be considered a hate crime. I didn't really think about it that much before doing it, but then after, maybe that looks better. I gotta make an apology video, really.
And then when your apology video inevitably sucks, you gotta make an apology video about your apology video, you know?
Right. And then plug my I'm sorry merch.
Yeah.
My good stuff.
Make sure you have your Ferrari in the background, because we gotta know how much money you actually have, you know? And then also make sure to do it in your living room of your mega mansion. It gives you really the true sound quality enhances if you do that, so.
Right, yeah. And people appreciate the humility of showing what I have and not hiding it.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you see, you get it. Well, at least you're doing all the necessary steps. That's all that really matters. But jokes aside, how are you actually doing? You do anything exciting?
No, all stress. I talked about the Minecraft SMP where I was like, I think I have to drop this class. Turns out I can't.
What?
So I just gotta deal with that. Because part of my financial aid is blocking me from dropping class, because I guess it's to prevent people from getting the financial aid and then be like, haha, I got the money, I'm out of here, and then don't actually do anything.
I guess.
So that's frustrating. So I guess I just have to get good, as the kids say.
Get good? Because what class did you say this was?
This is science, so human anatomy, physiology, which a lot of people are like, that's the hard one, that's the run that everyone hates. So I should have known that going in, but I didn't.
Well, I heard a lot of people say something about that chemistry is another hard one. But I always like the idea of chemistry because you're putting stuff together to make it do stuff. And so I find interesting in that. But
right.
I'm not currently in college, so what does it matter? And we could have taken chemistry in high school, but I was I chose to go for I did living environment twice. And so I chose to do that over going to chemistry. So, which, granted, if I went back in time, I should have just did living environment once, because living environment twice was stupid. So I would, if I had a time machine, I would go back and change that. But what are you gonna do? But yeah, if you did not see the live stream of the SMP, you're gonna want to go watch it. We had a lot of fun. John kept digging his hole. I built a couple things, and Axel died. So that's really the TLDR of that entire live stream. That's really all that happened. But regardless, it was still a fun time. So, and again, for viewers that are coming from my side, you've been getting the SMP, but they've been really dated. They've been these episodes were recorded a year ago. And unfortunately and fortunately, I don't have a computer that can run Minecraft really smoothly at the time. Well, I can, but not if I'm recording. And it runs okay, but then John and Axel, I'm distorted or I cut out all the time, and they hear one word out of the entire sentence. And so it's not really an enjoyable experience. And so right now, the SMP, the construction of the town, is more of a Twitch exclusive, so to say. Up until I get a new PC, which I'm actually looking at now. So we're on the horizon. We're on the horizon, because once I get a PC, there's so many things that open up. There's the GTFO game that I want to play so badly with John, and if Axel's able to do it. I think he has a laptop too, so it might just be me and John for a while. But that game looks awesome. There's the game called Grounded, which also looks awesome, but it has they're not super high def graphics, but they're high enough that my PC would probably explode on impact. There's everything that I've been currently playing on the channel now would be running way better. So it just opens up so many doors for that type of thing, and I'm super excited to get it. But I have to look into stuff because it's my first PC, so I got to take everything into account. I'm not even on the stage of oh, do I want to build one or do I want to buy a pre-built? I still have to look at the stats on those, so we'll see what happens. But this just to let people know that's why you've been getting the SMP, but it's been super old. They haven't been new videos. So that's why if you watch a SMP on my channel, then you go over to John's stream, you're like, where did all these buildings come from? Are they in creative mode? Are they hacking over here? But no, it's just because they're filmed in very different time frames. So.
Yeah, we just did some building off stream. It's really nothing that big.
Nothing that big. Builds a giant. What's the biggest thing there? What is the biggest thing there? It'd probably be the roller coaster is big in the sense, but I don't think it'd be that. There's the Flabmar I just built, but that's not that big. And then I'm
working. The library?
The library is pretty. Oh, you know what? The town hall. The town hall is probably the biggest thing. Because the library is big, but I think it's maybe the library is bigger. Maybe it is bigger. I have to look at it. But either way, there's a lot of we just like copy and pasted those buildings in there, you know, like those some of those YouTube shorts do. So you know that's what we're doing. But yeah, so you won't be seeing my side personally, but you'll hear what I'm doing because I always talk about it with John and Axel about what I'm doing. Right now I'm building a clock tower, which is really cool. So I can't wait to go finish that next time. But and John, where can they find your streams at, huh?
Well, they can find it over on Twitch at Jeebens Feebens, and I got a VOD channel. If you don't want, you're not a live stream type person, but you like to have something in the background, the VOD channel is over there on Jeebens Feebens VODs on YouTube. So basically, and following is free. So if you don't do it, then we will have to send a strike team to your house to force you to watch it.
Yeah.
It's really all you gotta do.
And don't worry about the guillotine that they bring with them. That's just a precaution. So, you know.
Right.
So with that out of the way, and with that blatant creator showcase out of the way. And actually, that's fine because I have a massive announcement, ladies and gentlemen. A massive announcement. The biggest announcement I probably ever will announce, besides maybe a couple things later in the future. But so far, it's the biggest announcement ever. And people on Patreon might understand what's going on. And if you want to be in the loop, you can head on over to our Patreon at the Provokers and check out all the stuff we got. We got the tiers and we got extended cuts. What's the extended cuts? If you buy those, you won't necessarily know. But if you're on any sort of the tiers or you kind of keep up to date with it, you will know that the Meet the Provokers / Project Blue has made some steady progress. And by that, I mean that John's song, Next Up John, has been officially released on all major streaming platforms. The only one that's not on is YouTube Music because I required additional stuff to put that on there. So besides YouTube Music, and because I didn't want people stealing and using in YouTube videos, that was another reason I didn't do it. But on all major streaming platforms besides that, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, Deezer, anything where you find music, it is on there. So just search Next Up, and then I recommend you do the colon, and then John, and you'll find the song. And it's pretty stellar. What I'll probably do is I'll see if I can add it in at the end of the episode or somewhere. Maybe now, I don't know. Just so you can listen to it here. But if you want to listen to it, stream it, and you can put it on your... I'm not going to say her name because she's over there. But the device that Amazon has, you can put it on her, and you can blast it through the speakers. It's awesome. So, yeah, it's officially released. Go check it out. And it's, I'm personally very happy with how it came out. So, and, obviously since it was John's song, I gave him a couple, well, he heard the first demo all the way back then. But I also gave him like a draft version of what eventually became the final version to see what he thought about it. Cause that's his song. I didn't want to make a song about John and then have John hate it. Cause that wouldn't make any gosh darn sense. So he approved it. And then once he gave me the green light, I finished up mixing, mastering it, and then we sent it out. And it is, like I said, I'm very happy with how it came out. It's an amazing song. I've listened to it personally a bunch of times, while I was riding home from vacation. So, beautiful. Go check it out.
Indeed.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
You're fired? Again? They will know, because we weren't recording that, but...
They're like, what do you mean again?
Yeah, I should have just left it at that. Because then they would be like, what do you mean again? It's like those memes or like those, and sometimes it appears in shows actually, where they're like, oh, this happened again. It's like, again? When did this happen the first time? Like someone gets shot or something, and it's like, oh, not again. And obviously, I haven't made a public announcement about this just yet, but if you recall, Meet the Provokers was going to be a trilogy of songs. There was going to be John's song, my song, and then Noah's song. With obviously the events that unfolded a little while ago, Noah's song stopped production, so I'm just going to say that straight out. However, it still will be a trilogy of songs. And I will reveal more as time goes on, because right now, my song is the next one that's in production. But the third song, I have a very special thing for, and it's actually been on the topic list for quite a while. I just haven't known what to do with it just yet. John hasn't said it yet, but even if he did, I would have been like, yeah, let's wait for that. So it's probably good he didn't say anything about it, but it's been on our list for a while. It's not going to happen anytime soon, but there will still be a trilogy of songs coming out with the Meet the Provokers project. So keep your eyes and ears peeled, because it's going to be a great time. And like I said, check out that Next Up John song. It's pretty awesome. But with that being said, I'll probably talk about my vacation in the next one, because we're already not over time or anything, but I want to get on to the topic, because the topic is actually pretty interesting today. And we've all heard a Wordle, right? We've all heard it. Yeah, it's that game you play where you got to guess the word of the day, basically. And you're given, and once you guess a word, you get three different colors. The gray means you're wrong and you're stupid. Yellow means, hey, you're pretty close, but it's not in the right spot. And then green means that's the correct letter in the correct spot. So that's how Wordle works, if you didn't know, but I'm sure you did. So that's how that works. And there's actually a site called Custom Wordle, where you can make your own Wordle and share it with your friends to try and make your friends pull their hair out at whatever word you gave them. So that's the kind of thing that we're going to be doing today. So John has started. He has given me his own Wordle to try and solve. I'm assuming that's what this is. Yes, I'd like to leave Discord. That's why I clicked the link. but, you know, so let's see what we got here. So it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-letter word. And what would John make a word, huh? What would he make a word? Orphanage is too long for that. Does murder work? Probably not. M-U-R-D... No, murder could work. You know what? That's the first thing we're going with. Can I type? I can. Murder. It's got to be it. It's got to be it. Oh my god, that's close. So I got a U. The U is a yellow. The D and E are yellows, and the R is at the end. So the R is correct. So there's a D, E, and U in this word. Let's go... I'm trying to think of a word that... I don't want to get too close. I want to just use up some more letters here. I'm really not good at Wordle, so this is not going to go well for me. Also, by the way, if something I didn't mention, if you get the other person's word, you get 10 points. Whoever gets the most points at the end wins. It's a very simple point system, so... since I'm the host, I'll keep track of points, obviously, because that's what the host's job is. Even though I was fired before, which, again, you guys don't understand. but even though John fired me, I still have to do my job, so... What's a word that would use a lot of vowels? Cause, I mean, I have E already, but I'm looking for I, O. We already know U's in here somewhere. Okay, let's try colder. That gives us an O. We already know that it gives us a D, because we know the D, E, and R are already there, so that only gives me three letters to figure out. Man, I'm not good at this. What about empire? That could be one. Let's try empire. It gives us double E, but whatever. Okay, we learned virtually nothing, because M, P, I, and E are wrong. So I's not in there anywhere. So ghosts could give us a couple letters to figure out, so let's try ghosts. Well, alright, not going well, just the O. So there's an O in here, so we know there's a D, O, U, and an E, and then the R's at the end. D, O, U... E-R. So we're missing a letter. We still don't know one of the letters. Dewar... I don't know what this word is. Because I want to try a C, but a lot of them... What about... Okay, I don't love the word, but cancer is an idea. C-A... So it gives me C, it gives me A, right? Okay, I don't have an A. C-A gives me N as well, doesn't it? Yeah. And then we know... Okay, let's try cancer. That gives me like four different things to try. Well... Okay, so C, A, and N were all wrong. They're not on the word, so that's helpful. I'm running out of guesses here. Because I've watched people play these games, and then they like get in the second try. I'm like, how did you do that? I'm just not that good at this, apparently. We know I is wrong, because I was thinking driver, that would have an E and an R, but it doesn't have the U. The U is throwing me off, because the U not being in the second position, but still being in the word is what's throwing me off. Like, I'm just I'm just so confused. I don't get it. It doesn't make no gosh dilly darn sense, John. Did you even type a word in here? Is this even a word?
I am checking if I spelled it correctly, but I spelled it correctly.
No, I know you did. I'm just joking. Man, I don't know what I'm doing. Jackal? Is that a word? There might be, but I don't think it's spelled like that. Yeah, it's not spelled like that. Jackin? That can't be a word. What are you laughing about over there?
That's Jackin.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm just trying to use as many letters as I possibly can. Leave me alone. Let's try B. Okay, good. Boobs is only 5 letters, so it's not that.
A booby.
No, it can't be. you're not that much of a child.
It is 6 letters.
It is, but because I'm personally eliminating, in my mind, I'm personally eliminating them Q, W, Z, and X. Those are no universes where those are in here. If they are, I'm ending the podcast right here. If it's, I could see it being Y, it'd be weird, but I could see it being in there somewhere. I really think it's like the letters I mentioned before, but I'm trying to figure out a word that works, that allows all of them. Oh, beachy is apparently a word. Okay, so the E's in the second position. Okay. That's some information, but that also means Y is wrong. What else? Oh, B is also wrong. Okay, so I get rid of B and Y, which is helpful. And it gave us that the E is in the first position, or the second position. So, with that being said, I still am missing the last word, which sucks. Because I'm sure it would help. I'm sure it'd be great. I'm sure it'd be fabulous, but it's just not. It literally cannot be detour. The T's not right. But just to speed it up, I'm going to just lose because I can't think of it. What? Hang on. Word was devour? Mm. Is that what it said? You son of a gun.
Yeah.
I can't.
I figured you'd get it. Like, when you said detour, I'm like, oh, come on, you're one letter off.
Dude, you forget that I, like, kind of subconsciously removed the V as a possibility. I'm like, that can't possibly be the letter I'm missing.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh, well.
I picked it because I was like, oh, you know, we played devour together, and so that's something that maybe you'd find.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't think of it at the time. So hey, you get 10 points. So you get that one. Okay. Enter custom word. Let me think of a good word, a good juicy word that John gets to guess. What's a good word? I'm just my brain's just wrapped around the whole like length of what I just did. So it's like, nope, don't say any of those. He's gonna be suspicious. That's too easy. That's way too easy. I was like, oh, maybe do that. Nope. I'm not saying it either, because it'll give you a...
Like, oh, it's not that, so I know that.
Right? It won't be that. It couldn't be that. It can't be.
Unless you say that, and then it actually is the one you choose, and it's like reverse psychology sort of thing.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah, you know what? Let's try this. This one doesn't have double letters like the other one did. Yeah, let's try that. That's a copy link. I could play it myself. That'd be weird. I already know the answer. All right. There is your next link, my friend, and I wish you good luck. And then, since it's a podcast, try and walk us through exactly what you're thinking at any given moment.
Okay, so it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letter word. What about poopy? poopy. I mean, that's actually not a good word. So, like, there's a lot of letters there, but I would... I get most of the vowels, actually, with poopies, because I got the two O's. Like, it would tell me if there's an O.
Uh-huh.
It would tell me if there's an I, and it would tell me if there's an E. So as silly as it is, it might be a decent
You can try
guess
it.
Just to get vowels.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to go with it. Okay, I got an E and I got an S. They're not at the end. So that gave me something. It wasn't the best, but... I know there's no I or O in it, so that's also helpful.
It's true.
What about success, maybe? I mean, there's... I don't even know how that's spelled. Is it... No, because that has an I and an E. No.
Success doesn't.
It has an eye in it.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe I'm stupid.
Success does not have an eye in
maybe
it.
Maybe I don't know how to spell.
It does have a bunch of double letters if you're considering that. But.
Yeah, there is a lot of double letters there. So it's like, at first I was like seeker, but then I don't even think that's six or seven letters.
No, you'd be one letter off.
Maybe seekers. And then that's the letter with S.
Yeah.
And I know it doesn't end with an S because it said, oh, yeah, that's correct, but not in the nice spot. So let me think. What could I have that would give me A or U? Because I imagine there's not just one E and then the rest are consonants. Because that would be weird. I don't know if there's a word that would follow that. Okay, so I'd go authors, maybe? Is that how you spell it? Because that gives me that moves the E. It doesn't move the S, but it moves the E, so it might give me information. And it tells me if there's an A or U. Or a T or H, whichever it is. And an R. Okay, so I have an A, a T, an E, and an S. All of them are in the wrong spot. So that's not amazing. But I have all but three of the letters now, so. I was going to say maybe tether. But yeah, I'm thinking, like, I'm always putting S at the end. I'm like, S, that doesn't go anywhere. But the end, there's no words that have S anywhere.
Right.
But obviously, that's not correct. Because it's not the end.
Oh, while John's figuring out his Wordle, just a thing as well. If you want the link to the song that I talked about earlier, that will be in the podcast description. So go check it out. Another link I want you to be wary of is, I forgot what episode it was. But just check past the past couple episodes. I mentioned that there is a Google form for the season 2 finale. So you guys get to vote on what you want. As in the three different sections in the season finale, so it's not like a multiple choice. You get to choose, but the only rules are it has to have started in season 2, and it can't be a serious topic. And I think there might be one additional rule. It's in the Google form though, so you'll see it. And then you guys get to vote on what that is. I've already gotten a couple of submissions, but just to let you know that it's there. So just go past in the descriptions of the previous couple episodes, and you'll see it. So
I'm trying to think where the T might be. And I feel like if I figure out the T and maybe a couple of these vowels, I'll be like, I see. It's kind of like towers, but that doesn't have an A in it. And also,
towers
is, yeah, I keep doing that.
Towers is five words, or six letters, isn't it?
You know what? That's also accurate. I thought, like, maybe stealth, but that, again, there's no H, and I don't even think that even fits, right? Oh, it does fit if I spell it S-T-E-A-L-T-H, but I don't even know if that's how it's spelled, and we know there's no H in it. And there's no letter. The thing is, the S and T probably go next to each other, because that would make sense. Stalling. That's what I'm doing. if I tried stalling, I mean, I know. What do I know about that one? There was one I was like, oh, that can't be it. Oh, and there's no I. But it gives me an N, a G, an L, and moves around all the letters I already know. So I'm going to try it because I even still have three more guesses after that. So that's that's at least going to give me information.
Yeah.
Okay. And the information isn't helpful because I know the S, T, and A are not in the beginning and L, I, N, and G are not in it. I am really at a loss. I'm like...
Now you know how I feel.
This is... You made it up a word.
Is this bullshit the movie?
Is it bullshit?
Does it?
It does fit. But there's a bunch of letters in it that I know are not in the words. So.
Right. Would have been pretty funny though.
It would be. I think, because I know some of it, you know. I have four letters that I know are in the word. If I just kind of find a word that gets me a letter in the right place, I feel like I'd be on the road to success. I can't think of a word that would have S and T, unless S and T aren't next to each other. And I'm just like thinking that because I'm like, what sounds good?
Right.
I feel so dumb. How are you not getting it? This is so dumb. Right. Now I'm in the seat. I'm like, stupid.
There's an extra layer of like brain loss or something when you're actually trying to do it. Because, like, to me, this is, like, a word that I think, yeah, it's a pretty simple word, but is it something John would think about? That's why I chose it, because I'm like, it's a simple word, but would John think of it, is the type of thing.
Right. Maybe a ST at the end, it ends with T. Federal government. That's seven letters.
What? What are you talking about?
I gotta call it FBI.
Oh, speaking of which, this is... I'm not going to get too much into this, but I leave for 2 weeks and the entire damn government shuts down. I need to stop going on vacation. That's what I'm hearing. Last time I went on vacation, two giant hurricanes smacked the U.S. I just need to stop. I just need to, like,
stop going.
Every time I go on vacation, something terrible happens. It's like, what's going on? Hurricanes, that's a word for you. I think it's too long, but you can try it.
It's too long, and there's no H-O-U or R.
Or I. I didn't say it'd be a good word. I just said it is a word.
That's a lot of letters that I know aren't in it. It removes a lot of letters that I do know are in it.
That's true.
So I think that would be an awful guess. No, it was Western, which I don't know. I'm not entirely sure if that's a word.
If it is, I've never heard of it.
Oh, it is a word. And
how is that a word?
And it gave me E. Because it's like Westernly is a word.
I've never heard of this word in my life.
So that actually gave me something. I know there's a W in it, and it's the first letter. I know there's an E in it, and that's the second letter. And I know the A is third to last. So that's something. So that helps. And I know there's not a D in it, so that also gives me something. So, I mean, like, I was on something. I guess. Wheeze. I have a good amount of information, too, is the thing. Because I know where three of the letters are, and I know two that exist, but not. I don't know for sure where they would be. Let me just put in placeholders, see if my brain helps me. I'm going to type in website, even though I know that's not it, just because I want to move along. Yeah, it didn't help me at all. Oh wait, no, there's B. It starts with web.
Well, not to rush you either, but if we want another chance each, we gotta speed it up a little bit.
Webcast a word? I mean, I'm gonna go, but it's a Hail Mary. It has letters in almost all the right places. I got it right.
Damn it! You got it the last day. You took all that time and you freaking got it. I can't believe it.
I had the data, and I calculated the likelihood of webcast being a little...
So why did you say you didn't have all the letters, then?
Well, I didn't have a C. I didn't know there was a C in it.
Oh, you didn't know?
But I knew it. I knew what web was. I was fairly certain that it ended with AST. So I was like, what letter could go there?
Yeah. Yeah, because
I was looking at all the letters, and I was like, there can't be any.
So, fun fact, I was actually going to go with website, but then I'm like, no, there's a double E in there, and I don't want him to get it. So I went with website, and I'm thinking of other words that are similar. I'm like, oh, webcast. That's an older word. Maybe John's he's too hip with the kids to know that one. But apparently not. All right, so make your last one, because we can only do two each, I guess, so that's fine.
Yes.
I mean, we could have gone faster if we just absolutely Hail Mary'd everything, but what's the fun in that? Maybe if we do a part two, we'll do a speed round or something. You only get 2 minutes or something to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I have something.
Something? That's my favorite burger.
Something burger? It's better than a nothing burger.
Like, yeah, see, that's what I said. It's a something burger. It's not a nothing burger, but it's a something burger.
I was like, oh, I got something, but that has two of the same letters, so I'm not going
to
do that one.
What do you mean, man? Give it to me.
And you know what? This one might be hard to get, but too bad.
Great.
I imagine they would let you use a word that doesn't exist. They'd be like, that's a
good, yeah, because if they're correcting you in the actual game part of it, they shouldn't. They better not. That'd be stupid.
Like, that's not a word, even though you're right.
That's not a word, you simple fool. Oh, it's a long word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, it's 7. Okay, it's fine. I thought it was 8. So 7, huh? I was thinking of 7-letter words before, so.
Yeah. I mean, podcast was 7.
Hang on. Did you do what I think you did?
I don't
know. Podcast is a word that's 7 letters. And it actually gives me, you know what? It gives me O, it gives me A, it gives me S. Very common letters. I'm going with it. Podcast. Oh, what the f- The T was the only correct thing? How was the T the only correct thing? This is bullshit the movie.
Well, you got something out of it.
This is so stupid. I can't believe T. And T's not even correct. It's in the word somewhere, but it's not at the end. I can't believe all of those are wrong. Unbelievable. Okay, let's try patience.
Like, oh, this is such a good choice. It's like, you got nothing.
Let's try patient. So patient, I know the P is already wrong. I know the A is already wrong. But it gives me a T in a different spot. It gives me an I, and it gives me an E and an N. So let's try that. Okay, that's a bit more helpful. The I is actually correct. So the I is in the middle. And there's an E in somewhere, and there's a T somewhere. Okay. And we know P's wrong. P for P. T could be at the beginning. That's possible.
Possible.
Am I missing a vowel? I'm missing U, but if there's a U in John's word again, I'm going to have to come over to his house and murder him. Stab him several times for every time we put a U in his damn wordle.
Not again.
Oh, not again. Because I still don't know how double letters work in this. So if there is a double letters, I'm probably screwed. Because I'm thinking of like theater, but there's no I and the A is wrong. If it starts, that's even if it starts with T, which it probably doesn't. N is also wrong, which is good to know. We haven't done no. We S is wrong too. S is wrong as well. Have we tried an R yet? I don't think so. No, we haven't tried R yet. Well, I know A. There's so many words that have A in it. That's something. Well, it can't be that. Quality would be a nice word because it gets rid of. Is that a 7-letter word? It is. It gets rid of Q, which is not probably going to be correct. U, which is the damn stupid letter that got me wrong last time. A, I know, is wrong. L is new. I is going to be yellow because it's not in the same spot. T is in a different spot again, and then Y. So this is actually pretty good. Okay, but yes, we got T. T is the second to last letter. So right now, we know there's an E somewhere, and then the I is in the middle, and T is the second to last letter. Okay. 3 more guesses. I got to be more... So we kind of exhausted a lot of letters. I could do one more guess that exhausts letters. And then the last two I might want to save for the actual word. These are all consonants, though, is the problem. I could get rid of a GH words would be nice because, I mean, ghosts would be... I did that last time and ghosts were wrong. I'm going to murder these dogs in a second.
Not the
dogs. So is ghost the only thing that starts with GH? I think so. I mean, there might be more, but I'm not thinking of any at the moment. I'm ruling out ZX, personally. If that's in the word. Not only am I murdering John, I'm also murdering the 7 states nearby. Just blowing them all up at that point. Yeah. V was in it. I wrote out V last time, and it was in the word. So I'm gonna leave V alone for right now, and just pretend that I can't see it. K is not a very common letter, but it could be in here somewhere. It's a really good like starter letter. There's G would be, R could be, B for sure. B could definitely be. B could definitely be. I'll be here all day. Burning was burning in it. Burning would get me B. U's already wrong though. R would help me with R. N we know is wrong. I we know is gonna be yellow. N we don't know. And then G. Could be not. It gets rid of three. Or gives me three, depending on how it goes. Obviously, it's
Those are helpful. It's
not going to be right because T's not in it, but I'm not trying to get it right necessarily right now. I'm just trying to eliminate words. Because if I can figure out B, N, or G, because it could the word could easily start with one of those letters. Because I haven't even gotten either of the two beginning letters, so... Let's try it. Okay, there's a B and an R. That was helpful. Okay, so we got B, R... Hang on, okay. So B is not in the first position, though. So B and R are yellow. It means they're somewhere. So we know... So it's X, 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 I, X, T, X. And we know there's a B, R, and an E somewhere in here. Interesting. B, R, and B can't... B's not in the first position. Really? Okay. Oh, M is a word. M is a letter I didn't consider either. Let's try. I might be missing the first letter. That's part of the problem, probably. So let's do X. We don't know what it ends with, too. That's the problem. I got all the middle letters, probably, which is not going to be really helpful because, you know, I require more than just the middle letters. So I'm missing one letter. It's, again, if it's Z or X, John, prepare your will while we're talking right now, because you're going to die. W could be... Because if it's the first letter, W could be. If it's not the first letter, it drastically goes... The chance of it being W drastically goes down. F could easily be... Friends! Friend burbs! Doesn't have a T or B. Now that's making up a word.
But you're right, it is friend verb because we made it up.
Because I made it up.
It is a real word.
I'm sure. But it reminds me of I forgot what show it was. But it's like the guys are like, it's the end of the. Maybe it was a game. Whatever it was the end of the game or something, and the guy's like, look at all these things, and look at all these stars, we'll blow it up, screw you guys and your hard work. This reminds me of that.
I thought you were going to say, like, the meme where he's like, that's a nice argument, by backing it up with the source is, I made it the fuck up.
I've seen that, but no. I'm just gonna become the Joker. Joker, is that possible? Damn it. It's not Joker.
That would have been a good inclusion.
It would make sense. Wait a minute. Hold your goddamn horses. Hang on. Nope, not even close. I was gonna try Jeebus Feebus, but it's not even close.
It's not even seven letters.
Well, G-Mins is almost seven letters, but Phoebins would add way too much. And it's also, never mind the fact it's not an actual word.
Yes. Because I did say it's an actual word. I did make up G-Mins and Phoebins.
So. Right. Okay, well, R could be the first letter. What would start with R? Oh, wait. Hang on. Is that seven letters? It is seven letters. Rebirth is a word. That gives me... R in a different spot. It gives me E in a different spot. It gives me B in a different spot. I know is correct. R in a different spot. T, which I know is correct. And then a random H, which could be or could not be. I'm going for it. Let's go! Oh, yeah!
Dang it.
Yes! I didn't even need to use my last guess there. Okay.
As soon as you were like, well, let's just put the R at the end. And then you're like, and the B third. I'm like, oh, no, he's got it.
Well, I thought, well, I, as an observer, I would have thought that I would get it as soon as I said that the R might be at the beginning. Because that would be like, uh-oh. Because once you get the beginning and the end, you can kind of start to figure out the middle. But this one was hard.
There's not a whole lot of words that start with R and would fit with what you knew.
Right.
So, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because this one was hard because I got the middle first. And so that kind of made it hard because I didn't know the end or the beginning.
Yeah, if you knew the beginning, you'd probably, would have gotten it way faster.
Right.
Dang, that means I got to get this one right.
Yes, you do.
It's a tie.
Yeah. I got to think of the best word the world has ever seen. What's a good word that John would never get? I'm like, no, that has three of the same letter. I'm not doing that one.
That'd be like cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, and I don't know if it's cruel or if it's easy. That's the problem. I haven't tested that because neither of us are. Because Rebirth didn't have. No, that had the same.
Let me make a new one and then put it, but it's like a multiple letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just says yellow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, but that's right. So that's in the right spot too. So it's no, it's not. Okay. I was like, wait, it's fine.
John's losing at his own wordle that he looked at prior.
No. No, because I was using it for testing. Uh-huh. Yeah, it just marks it as yellow.
Right.
What if it's in the right spot though? That's the real question.
Oh, you're never getting this. I just thought of something. Hang on. I better spell this right. I don't remember what it was. How do I spell
this? So if it's a double, it just says, if you put it in the right spot, it says it's right, but it doesn't give you any more information.
Ah, I see.
So it's like, you're like, ah, yes, of course.
Did I spell this right? I did. Maybe. Well, it's a word, nonetheless. I'm hoping that's the one I was thinking of. Okay. There's no universe. We're tying this game. You're never getting this. There's no chance, bro. No actual chance.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letter word.
Yes, we're going all out for this last one here.
Podcast. Two letters.
Imagine. Yeah. I'm going to explain myself now while John's doing this. I play word games, so that's why I know this word. So, just want to put that out there. I'm hoping it's the word I think it is, because it was actually a clue in, one of the hardest things in the word game that I played. And so I'm trying to remember, I try to remember that's actually how it's spelled. I'm hoping it's the word I think it is, but it's a word nonetheless.
I put it in T-Voker. This is a joke, and it does fit, but I don't think, based on your explanation, it would be accurate.
Or maybe it's reverse psychology, you know?
Right. You knew I was going to say that, so you knew I would be wrong.
And I knew that you would second-guess yourself, and I also knew that you would second-guess yourself, so, you know. This is a rabbit hole of destruction.
I mean, so, what does this word actually do for me? If it is an action provoker, which I doubt it is, it would give me a P. It would give me there's two double letters. And I want to avoid double letters, because if we've been playing under the idea that there aren't double letters, I feel like it'd be cruel to bring it up now.
Mm.
There's two double letters in the word provoker, so I don't think that's a good word to guess. Malice. Is that not enough letters? Nuclear.
I had it. What? Hang on a minute. I was going to say, I spelled whatever word you just said, and I lost my train of thought because you talk about nuclear weapons. I typed it out, and autocorrect corrected it, quote unquote, to library card. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's exactly the same word. That's exactly the same
word. The
word
nuisance?
Yeah, nuisance. I spelled it so wrong that it's like, you're trying to say library card.
Yes. I'm gonna put nucleus. I don't even know if that's the word, but you know, it's the plural of nuclear. So
it is indeed.
I mean, hey, that gives me three letters in the right spot, and a U. Oh, you put a U in this? I'm gonna have to write it.
I did put a U in it. Yes, I did.
But, I mean, that gave me. I know there's a C, and I know it's the third letter, and there's an A, and there's an R, and that's towards the end.
Does nucleus have an A? It's
nuclear.
Oh, I thought you said nucleus, like the nucleus of a cell. I see.
That would be a good guess too, but I didn't. Okay, so let's do the putting in X in place of a letter.
Yeah, that's what helped me last time.
I think I have to guess something that will just get rid of letters, because at this point, like, I have some information, but I have so much that I don't know.
Yeah.
Pop-Tart. I'm going to try it. Pop-Tarts. Because, not sponsored. Because it would rule out a P. It would tell me if there's an O in it. It would tell me if there's a T in it. It would tell me... That's about it. So that's actually not an amazing guess, but I'm doing it. It gave me nothing. but I knew, no, now I now know that there's no P, O, or T. So, that's something. I'm trying to, like, rule out letters, you know? Just get things away out of there.
Right.
The U's throwing me off, because where could a freaking U be? U is a weird letter. I don't like
it. It is a weird letter.
It's a letter that, you know, it's a vowel, so it's in a good amount of words, but it's always, like, disguised. It sounds like something else a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like a devour, you know, it's like, what, that could be a
Well, it was so elusive that I didn't even think of that as a possibility.
Right. What about flammable? Does that fit? It does. I mean, it uses letters that I know don't exist, but... I'm trying to get stuff off the board, so I'm doing it. None of that was correct.
all that second guessing.
All the letters in it were not in it, except for the A, which I know is the third to last letter. But that gives me a lot of things I know it can't be. So it helps. So I know there's not an I in it. I know that for certain. I can't really think of too many eight letters words, you know? It's not a super... Like, that's a long word.
It is. It is a longer word. But
it's definitely not a short word. That's for certain.
It's average, you know? Kills. Average.
Because I don't think there'll be a Z or X in it. If you put a Z next to this, you know, I'm going to have to murder you.
There's going to be, like, an open brawl that's about to happen.
Yeah, we're going to have to kill some people.
Ah, I see.
starting with the people who invented the word that would include Z or X. So, I know there's a unit. I don't know where it is, but I know it exists. That doesn't help me really all that much. Because if I don't know where it is, it's like, I know that exists, but that's not helpful.
Right.
I think once you get... I'm at, like, the last one with that. Guessing for information, basically, because the last two really got to be informed guesses, where the first four can be like kind of just typing in whatever to get information.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not even like a whole lot of words that would fit with what I have, so not that I can think of. So this is either going to be like, what the hell is that word when I find this out, or I'm going to be like, of course it's that, what else would it be?
Right.
Probably this hemoglobin. That's not gonna fit. Hemoglob. I didn't even know that was a word, but it let me guess it.
It did.
That rules out an H, and it rules out M, and L, and B. I already knew B didn't exist, but. Literally nothing in that word is correct. So I am looking at this, and I know nothing. I know there's Not an S, an E, an F, a T, a T, an H, a B, an N, an M, an L, a P, a N, or an I. But that doesn't leave much.
I was going to say you wrote out a lot of letters, but you're not doing much
there's
with
a
them.
Lot of letters that are, there's a lot of letters that are ruled out, but I have very few that are confirmed. But you might have been accurate in your guess that it didn't, I wouldn't get it, because I'm sitting here with very little information. Two guesses remain.
Yeah, I mean, I only know the word because of the word game I play. Like, if I didn't play that game, I'd have no idea what this is.
Right. Which means it's a word you don't hear often. I might know it, you know, if I heard it. I'd be like, oh yeah, I've heard that one. Or it might be a situation where I'm like, that's stupid. I hate you in your face. But I have, like, so... this makes me feel like there's some reused letters. That's what I'm thinking. Right, because there's no way that the letters that I have would fit in this. How many letters do I even have left? 17 letters? That's actually a decent amount. Wait, did I do that? I didn't. I'm stupid. It's 13. 13 letters. I can't count. Four spell. I'm doing a great job here.
Well, how many guesses do you have left?
I have two guesses left, and I have almost no information.
Because we're at the end of the episode here, so gotta make some plays.
Okay, so reuse. That's a word, right? I'm dipping. Gives me nothing. Oh, I know there's an R in it. I already knew that.
Oh wait, there's an R. Oh wait, I already knew that.
Yeah, so that's helped me, not at all. That's you know what? This is bullshit movie. Typing in bullshit. I give up. The word was Jacquard. Jacquard?
Jacquard. Jacquard is the word. So that's a because I lost in the word game and then it gave me the answer. And it was this. And I'm like, what even is that? So I ended up looking it up. Apparently it's like a form of decoration. Or like it's a style of decorating things or something. And I'm like, I've literally never heard of that word in my entire life. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, I was trying to think of like the worst words to give you. And I was like, oh, there's a lot of those stupid words in that word game. What was one of them? And I just remember it was like, I just remember it was spelled like how it sounded. So I'm like, Jacquard. And it's like, I think there's a Q in it. And the first one I tried, it was like, you can't submit that. Which makes me believe you can't just submit fake words. And then I switched the A and the U or something, and I'm like, oh, that's how you spell it. And then it was like, oh, that's a word. It was like, cool. So, yeah, I knew you weren't getting that one. I mean, you might have, but you would have had to have known that word. So...
Yeah, now it does sound familiar. Yes, I feel like I've seen it, but that's how it's someone just made it.
I always make the joke with that when it's like Lord Farquaad, it's Jarquaad. So, you know, it's similar to that. But it's a tie game, so no one wins. No one gets to host the next episode. Woohoo!
We're retiring.
We're retiring. Guys, we're old, alright? But no. So there is no winner, there is no loser, or we're both winners, or we're both losers, the way you look at it, depending on how you do it. Over here on the Provokers podcast, we're all winners, so that's how we're gonna take it. This is a bit of, I'm gonna cut this down a little bit, so, like, you won't hear, like, the entire full conversation of me and John, descending into madness with the words that we were given, but you'll hear, like, the guesses and stuff, if I'm doing it correctly, hopefully, because for us, this was an hour and 40 minutes, for you guys, I would never dream of giving you guys, unless, like, the only ones that are that long are the season finale and, like, the Provokers tier lists, those are the only two. That for you guys will be that long. So I think that's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for listening. We have pretty provoked conversation, made you laugh along the way. It's what we do around here. You can find John on Jeebins Feebins, Twitch, YouTube, Jeebins Feebins VODs as well over there. If you're anything like me and you don't have time to watch them live, but you still want to watch them after, Jeebins Feebins VODs is the perfect place for you, so go check it out. As we said, following is free, and the Strike Team will be en route to your very location as we speak. You might just want to go watch it, and don't die. You can find me on YouTube at FlabsXGaming. a bunch of variety content over there, so go check it out. We do all sorts of gaming stuff, and I'm trying to... I think I've been kind of inconsistent since I've gone back from vacation, but hopefully that will continue back on the train of uploading every day except for Sunday. And check out the Patreon. As I mentioned before, the song Next Up John is finally out, and people over on Patreon already knew that because they found out, like, 5 days later, or 5 days earlier. So if you want to get in the know and you want to be able to listen to stuff or see stuff sooner, Patreon's the place to do it, so you got all those tiers and stuff. I think you only needed to be a Provoker supporter or above in terms of the tiers to be able to find out that the song was actually released already. Because I released this, like, 2 weeks ago, but, you know, you guys didn't get to know about it. So, and like I said, if you do want to listen to that song, the link will be in the description of this episode only. I'm not going to do it every episode because that'd be ridiculous. But this episode only. So in the description, if you need the link, I'll probably link it to Spotify because that's the most used one that I'm aware of. But if you wanted to use like iTunes, Apple Music, whatever, just type in the search bar Next Up and then the colon and then John and then you'll find it. It's a picture of a beautifully crafted owl. Because obviously John's whole thing is owls. So, and of course we got the extended cuts over there. If you want to just, if you don't care about the subscriptions, but you still want to support the podcast, your guys' support, at least on my end, I can't tell you what John does with his money, but the support that you guys give us, all of mine goes directly back into the podcast. So the Next Up John was possible because of you guys. So thank you guys so much for doing what you're doing over there with the extended cuts. We'll try and make some more because ever since the third guy left, I've been trying to figure out how we do those. It'd be virtually the same, but I had to carve out time for it. Maybe once we stop pre-recording two episodes, because we're going to stop probably this time or the next time, whatever, then maybe I'll consider doing one. Because right now there's a couple, but there's not a lot. So we'll work on trying to get some more out for you guys. But yeah, that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.